Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you're ready to listen to radio greatness. You're expecting Tom Bowerly, but you got something. You know, I've got about as much talent. I can't even compare to Tom Bowerly. This is Stefan Mihailo. He's got more talent in his pinky finger than I do my entire body. But I will try my best to live up to his radio excellence and his broadcasting experience. I am Stefan Mihailo, in for Tom Bowerly between 4 and 6 p.m. this afternoon. If you want to call in, the number is 716-803-0930. 716-803-0930. That is also the same number if you want to text into the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. 716-803-0930. On my drive in, I was listening to Joe Beamer, and he was talking about actually buying his seats. It was informative, really. He's actually talking and debating about with his wife about buying his seat, his season ticket at Rich Stadium. I still call it Rich Stadium. I'll always call it Rich Stadium, regardless, even in the new stadium. But I would not be interested in buying a seat in that football stadium. I would actually want to buy the old school metal long urinals that they sell. What do you think about that? Hey, Chris, our producer, Chris Giacobello, what do you think? Chris isn't paying zero attention to me whatsoever. What do you think, Chris? Put your headphones on. What do you think about actually not buying the seats? But what if I pitch to the Bills if I can buy the old school metal urinals, where all the tourists and the Canadians would think there was like the sink, and it's like, sir, do not put your hands there. What do you think the Bills would offer me to buy that? And my wife, Ashley, she's in the car right now with her kids, Maxim, Emmerich, and Victoria. She would murder me if I said, hey, honey, do you have $500 to buy the old urinals at Rich Stadium? What do you think? Is that the gift that keeps on giving, Chris?
You know, I think if you're a diehard Bills fan, I say why not? I mean, that'd be a fun gift.
How great would that look in your home bathroom? Everyone just kind of giving this look like, is that the urinal? You go way, Jose. But I will be running in the Turkey Trot. It's a huge tradition, and it is a great, great, great fundraiser for the YMCA. So I'll be there bright and early with like 97 layers of clothes on, because the weather is going to be frightful this Thanksgiving Eve, which, of course, everyone says it's the biggest booze night of the year in Erie County. Those days are way behind me. Again, with my wife and I, Ashley, with three young kids at home, if I am in bed or if I'm awake past 9 p.m., that is a late night for me. I don't drink anymore. It's not like, Chris, I didn't have like a problem. I wasn't like hiding bottles or like drinking to escape my problems or things of that nature. Are you with me, buddy?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, I don't want you. You're giving me a look of judgment, like I quit.
No,
drinking.
No, of course not. No,
when you say I don't drink anymore, you're like, oh.
Oh well, I mean, I was just gonna say I myself don't drink. So I mean, everyone's got their own little, you know, niche, so to speak.
Yeah, but I will not be tipping a few tonight on the biggest booze night of the year. I used to love like Ukrainian beer, Obolone. All of my friends at Euro Deli in Cheek to Vegas, they sell it there. You can buy it at my Ukrainian Hall at Dnipro Ukrainian Hall and on Genesee Street in Buffalo. But yeah, I don't drink ever. But if you are we are going to have the man of the hour, the Tower of Power, Erie County Sheriff John Garcia. He's going to be joining you at 5 o'clock. And he's got some great family news, too, that we're going to break here on WBEN. But he's going to be on the live line talking about what you should do and not do during the storm. And, of course, please be careful if you are going to tip a few frothy beverages this evening, the night before Thanksgiving. So we're going to have John Garcia on in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, supposed to have Andy Parker on at 4:40. You definitely want to stick around for that because Andy, he is an amazing meteorologist. That guy is the real deal. I'm not saying that just because Andy Parker is a friend and we worked together in our previous life in broadcasting, but that guy knows his weather. He is an incredible talent, and he's going to be here at 4:40 to talk about the storm that is coming. And it sounds, Chris, like it's going to pretty much hit everybody, correct? It's going to hit like the north towns, move to my neck of the woods in Elma, and then go to the south towns, correct?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, you know, starting here in the north towns and then just moving down to the south towns. Say it's going to move to where I live in West Seneca. I don't know if we're going to get hit a lot, but yeah, they're saying it's just going to gradually, slowly move downwards.
So Andy Parker is going to be here to talk about that. And there's a lot of warnings right now, folks. We have a lake effect snow warning. That is not a watch. That is an actual warning, meaning it is going to hit Allegheny County, Cattaraugus County. So Cat County, you're going to get hammered. Chautauqua County, McKean County, and Southern Erie County and Wyoming County. That is a lake effect snow warning. It is coming. And then there's also a huge weather alert about a lakeshore flood warning that's going to hit Chautauqua County, Northern Erie County, and of course, Southern Erie County. So pretty much that lakeshore flood warning's hitting all of Erie County. And then there's a wind advisory for pretty much, it would be better, Chris, if I just read where the wind advisory was not going to hit. It's going to be that bad.
Yeah, that's. I think the wind is what the killer is going to be, actually.
Although, of course, I have a face for radio, and I don't know why I actually like comb my hair and like put real clothing on, not a Speedo guy to come here to WBEN. So, like, my hair can like hammer nails. I like put like 8 tons of hairspray in it. I have no why. I have no idea why, because I'm not on camera. But again, my face for radio was prepared. My bulletproof hair was fine walking into the WBEN studios. So yeah, and then the winter weather advisory for Genesee County, Niagara County, Northern Erie County, Orleans County, and Potter County. So we have a very fun-filled show and an informative one. At the national level, there's some incredibly, incredibly sad news to share. In Washington, D.C., it appears that there are two National Guardsmen from the state of West Virginia that have been tragically killed in Washington, D.C. And President Trump had said that the accused shooter has been gravely injured, but the full force of law enforcement and the federal government is going to rain down on this scumbag, absolute scumbag, that has gunned down two members of the National Guard. Of course, WBEN is a Fox News station, so Fox News is reporting the two National Guard troops are shot near the White House. And Donald J. Trump, just putting out on Truth Social, and I'm quoting President Trump, the animal that shot the two National Guardsmen, and both now horrifically have passed away, according to the governor of West Virginia. Donald Trump saying this shooter will pay a very steep price. God bless our great National Guard and all military and law enforcement. These are truly great people. And I, as President of the United States and everyone associated with the Office of the Presidency, I am with you. So, folks, please, I know Thanksgiving is a time with your family. It's time to break bread with your loved ones and as many people as possible. You travel near and wide to be with your friends, your loved ones, and your family. But we have two members of the National Guard, two members of our great National Guard who put on the uniform every single day to protect freedom here at home. And our members of military who put on that uniform, they are protecting our country and freedom around the world. These two National Guardsmen have been gunned down in Washington, D.C. Now, those on the extreme left, and I mean the extreme left, have been highly critical and attacking members of the National Guard. Just a few weeks ago, Oregon Congresswoman Maxine Dexter, she said, quote, the National Guard coming to cities is tyrannical and dangerous. Two National Guardsmen are dead in Washington, D.C. So the rhetoric of the extreme left is so disturbing, especially when it comes to members of our law enforcement. People were ripping the National Guard, calling them Nazis, and basically saying this should be nowhere near our cities. And look at what happens in Washington, D.C. Absolutely horrific tragedy. These two members of the National Guard, when they leave their homes, and again, especially if they are in harm's way, they have no idea whether or not they are going to be coming home at night. Our brave members of police and fire and first responders, especially our law enforcement, they don't know if they're coming home at night when they kiss their wife and kids goodbye in the morning. When they are leaving their homes at the day, they have no idea if it's going to be their last shift and their last time on call. And now, horrifically and tragically, we have two members of the National Guard, West Virginia National Guard, who are not going home to their loved ones. So, folks, when you're breaking bread here on Thanksgiving, please do me a favor. Please remember them. Please pray for them. And pray for all members of our law enforcement. Pray for them every single day, because they literally risk their lives every single day protecting you, protecting me, and protecting our family. We are allowed to sleep very well at night because of the members of our military and the National Guard, who make sure that no one crosses that border and does harm to our great nation and does harm to you and to me and to your family. So please, folks, please do what you can to pray for those members of the National Guard tragically shot and have died and were killed in Washington, D.C. We're going to tone it down a little bit and come a little bit closer home and talk about a lot of the weather. Now, it is really, really going to be bad. And of course, hey, everybody, here's a shock. There's a few shocks in this world that surprise me. The Pope is Catholic. You got to pay your taxes. Oh, and the skyway's been shut down due to extreme high winds and extreme travel conditions. Folks, if you go to at WBEN on Twitter, of course, WBEN is going to have the latest information for you when it comes to a lot of the extreme weather that's going to be coming to our neck of the woods over the next 24 to 48 hours. That's just going to make travel treacherous. But the Skyway, WBEN, at WBEN on the Twitter machine, folks, the Skyway's been shut down due to high winds and extreme travel conditions. And we even have some folks who are texting. Again, it is our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. The number is 716-803-0930 to call, and you can text the same as well. We do have, and actually this gentleman, he is a dear friend who is on the live line. He's on line number one. He is such a good man. He is the former general manager of the Buffalo Bisons, but more importantly, he is a brother in Christ and a friend of our Catholic movement called Buffalo Curcio, Mike Bellani. Mike, how are you? You're live on WBEN.
Hey, Stefan, great to hear from you, and my deepest sympathies to the families of those first responders, National Guard, who were gunned down. I'm just at a loss of words, and it's just so very, very sad, and we must bring an end to all of this.
Well, Mike, I know you carry a pocket rosary at all times, and I do my level best to lean on the Lord and say prayers, especially for folks that need it. And how important is that power of prayer right now, Mike, for all law enforcement and these members of the National Guard?
Well, without a doubt, and ironically, you're mentioning prayer. I'm on my way to my favorite, House of Hope, St. Luke's Mission of Mercy on Sycamore for a 4:30 Mass. And, just giving thanks to the Lord for, saving my life and keeping me here, and thanking me for all the people that he's put into my life, including you and your walk with me to Curcio and all the good things that, people do. And we just have to get the negative out and work more toward helping others. And, we're only here for a short time. So, why hoard what you have? Give it away and you know, help those in need.
Yeah, amen, especially St. Luke's Mission of Mercy at the Thanksgiving season. Now, Mike, we're going to turn our attention to a little bit of a lighthearted topic. I know you called in to talk about some of the Buffalo Bills seats, but you were the general manager. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. Were you not the general manager when the Buffalo Bisons were at the Rock Pile?
Yeah, absolutely right. At War Memorial Stadium, I was Bob Rich's first hire when he saved professional baseball in Buffalo in 1983, the same year that Robert Redford came here to film The Natural. And then in 1985, the 100th year of Buffalo baseball, I became the general manager, and that lasted until after my near-fatal bicycle accident in 92 at what I'll always refer to as Pilot Field. But, yeah, we were there the last year, 87, when was our last year. We moved to Pilot Field, and then they, you know, took down War Memorial and created the beautiful Johnny B. Wiley Amateur Athletic Facility. And we, I think, gave away those seats. It was great. But I'm hearing, I heard one of your dearest friends, the county executive, Mark Bolenkars, say that the money that they're going to raise from this is going into the county's general fund.
Yeah, you mentioned Mark Bolenkars being my best friend. We're actually, when we're done picking out furniture together, we're going to break bread on Thanksgiving together. Can you believe it?
Well, give thanks, everyone. You know, God is good.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I don't understand, Stefan. I mean, there are some great memories. I have two seats from Old War Memorial, and every time I see them in my basement, just brings back some great memories. You know, Ritz Stadium, Highmark, people have so many memories from there. It's going to be heartbreaking. You know, the last day of the last game against the Jets, there'll be tears. But to charge them $500 a seat and it's going to the general fund, I'd pay $1,000 if I knew that money was going to be dedicated to a worthy charity and not to pay someone's salary, but like St. Luke's, where 100% of the donations go to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and shelter the homeless.
You know, it's funny you say that, Mike, because some of my greatest memories were going to the Rock Pile as a kid. Chris Giacobella, you are, how old are you, Chris?
I'm 27.
Oh, my Lord. Again, I have socks older than you. But, Mike, I remember going to the old Rock Pile when I was a kid, because we grew up at William and Fillmore, and we would go to Bison's games. I love going to Bison's games there. And isn't it funny, Mike, how these seats... And you guys like us are old school. We'll call it Rich Stadium. I still call it Rich Stadium. But the Rich Stadium seats are selling for $500. Could you even give away the old seats at the Rock Pile, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got antique or collector people. They scoff everything up. But there are a lot of fans that wanted those seats, and you know, they got them. A lot of them, you know, couldn't be because, I mean, they're nearly 100 years old. But we got ours. What we did is, you know, the contractor put them on, you know, a couple of 2x4s, and they're sturdy, and, you know, they're great. You know, like Beamer, he could use mine to watch, you know, baseball games from his TV. I know what he wants to do with the Bills ones. And a lot of, I mean, I think they'll sell it out because the fans here are so fanatical about football. But I just have it just hit me the wrong way when I heard it's going into the general fund.
But
I mean,
Mike,
do something with it.
You know my wife, Ashley. What if I came home today and said, hey, honey, I don't want to buy one of the seats, but I want to buy one of the old school urinals where like 50 guys were just lined up in the bathrooms. And there's that one dope who's like looking at it like, do I wash my hands here? Like how much, like, what do you think Ashley would do if I said, hey, honey, look what I bought for our bathroom. Would that be a no-go?
I think you got to put everything for sale, and, you know, there'll be people buying those troughs.
I would buy it. I would buy it. Actually, it would kill me.
Think about it. I wish the county executive would put me on a committee, and let's have charities that can show us that the money will go. You know, I know my buddy, Pastor Kenny Simmons, you know, who feeds the hungry on the east side constantly, would put that money right to use where those in need will see it, and it won't go into any administration, but we'll look at, you know, 10 or 15, we'll get them in and we'll pick 10 or 15 and let them get some of that money. I mean, they're going to generate a lot of money at $500 a seat.
They certainly would. Now, Mike, we're up pretty soon against a hard break at 4:30, and I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about what we're thankful for. I love you like a brother. I'm thankful for you that you're a friend, and I consider even a member of my family a brother in Christ. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving, Mike?
I'm so very thankful for the ability to meet Amy Beatros, who co-founded St. Luke's Mission of Mercy. I'm thankful for business leaders like my brother Paul at Colvin Cleaners with the Coach for Kids program, and now Scott Beeler from West Tur has got on that they are now a donation spot. All of the State Farm locations, Value Home Center, these business leaders are opening their doors to give back to the community. We're not even at December 1 yet, and our Coats for Kid program has already given away over 7,200 coats to 40 agencies in Western New York. And now the need is greater. But you know what? It's Western New York. We will get those coats.
They certainly will. God bless you. God bless the Bellani family and you too, Mike. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving, brother. That is Mike Bellani, the old general manager of the Buffalo Bisons and a dear family friend. Folks, if you want to call in, just share what you're thankful for. The number to ring us is 716, of course, 803-0930. You can text us at that number too. That's 716-803-0930. Coming up very soon, the man of the hour, the Tower of Power, Andy Parker, one of the top meteorologists in our neck of the woods and across New York State. He's going to fill us in just on exactly how bad this big, big storm is going to be on this Thanksgiving Eve and on Thanksgiving. I am Stefan Mihailu, filling in for the amazing, the great, the talented Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What a great song. Peace Frog by the Doors. I was talking to Chris, our producer, like, what music should we come in with? And of course, my wife, she very kindly, Chris, she says, I'm neurodivergent. That's her basically nice way of saying, like, I should listen to music other than Dave Matthews Band. But that's like the Door. I mean, how do you not like Peace Frog by the Doors? That's a great jam.
Yeah, no, that's got a good beat. Yeah. Like you said, like you mentioned before the break, good beat. I listened to that song. I've never even heard it.
Peace Frog by the Doors is my college song in the 90s. But I am Stefan Mihailu filling in for the incredibly amazing and talented Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. There are a lot of weather alerts to tell you about. And of course, folks, listen, the immediacy of radio is amazing. I spent most of my journalism career in television. The internet didn't exist when I started. But I'm telling you, radio is just an immediate, important avenue for information, especially right now in a storm. And it is coming, folks. We're already getting a lot of weather alerts. The New York State Department of Transportation, they now are saying, because there is a massive amount of snow and ice event right here in Western New York, they're restricting empty trucks So no empty trucks and empty trailers on the following roadways. Route 5, of course, the Skyway. And that's another alert to tell you about. Go to at WBEN on the Twitter machine for the latest information on this. So none of those. The Skyway is closed right now because of high winds. Of course, the DOT, no empty trucks or trailers on the 400. That's going to be between the 90 and Route 16. On the 219, from the 90 all the way to Route 39, and from on I-86 all the way from the PA line to exit 213. And of course, the Skyway is closed right now. So if you're about to get in your car, if you're leaving work and you live in the South Towns, or I used to live in the People's Republic of Hamburg, I used to take the Skyway all the time. Folks, you got to find a different route. Take South Park, take different ways to get home, because right now the Skyway is closed. There are a lot of weather alerts to tell you about right now. A weather alert. There is a lake effect snow warning. Folks, that means it is coming. It's not a watch. It is a lake effect snow warning. We're going to get pounded. Allegheny County, Cattaraugus County, Chautauqua County, McKean County, Southern Erie County, and Wyoming County. We have a weather alert. There's going to be lakeshore flood warning for Chautauqua County, Northern Erie, and Southern Erie County. So basically, most of Erie County. Also, a wind advisory, Chautauqua County, Genesee, Niagara, Northern Erie, Orleans County, Southern Erie County, and Wyoming County. The weather is going to get really bad and rough, folks. And you are going to tune in right now to WBEN to get the latest and the greatest information. And of course, right now, speaking of my old time in television, there is some special music that also Chris had wanted to play for our next very special guest. When it comes to a gentleman that I am very proud to call a friend and someone who I worked with for many years, Andy Parker. Andy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Stefan. It's great to be on the radio with you, and I couldn't agree more. This is what a great medium to be working in.
Isn't it? Hey, listen to the song.
All right.
We're reunited, Andy. Are you feeling it?
Very smooth.
You're feeling it, aren't you?
I feel the connection through the airwaves.
It's like this just raw animal attraction of being around Mahalu again. Like, no one ever says that. Ever. No one. But I'm trying my best to set the mood for you, Parker.
Yeah, the 90s were good. Maybe even we crossed paths a little in the 2000s. I'm not sure. But then either way, that's in the Wayback Machine. But right here and now, you laid it out. There's a lot happening right now, and it's literally changing by the minute. Anybody that was out and about around the noon hour saw that wall of wind come sweeping through. I happened to be driving between East Aurora and Orchard Park, and I had my daughter with me riding in the front seat, and she said, boy, it's sunny and 50. It was still felt great. And when we were coming down the road, this wall of wind literally just hit the vehicle, and she was amazed by the rapid change. And I think everybody outside was probably a little caught off guard, because it was so pleasant right up until that wind came through. And ever since then, the temperature's been tumbling, Steph.
So, Andy, let's talk about even like right now and tonight, because again, Andy, you know, yours truly way past my drinking time. There's no chance I'm going out. I'll be in bed by 6:30 tonight. But for folks who are thinking, all right, I'm going to go out, I'm going to be in the car, I'm going to be out and about, weather-wise, Andy, where is it going to be extreme or rough tonight, Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah, well, here we go. Right here and now, something I want to touch on, Stefan, is the lake, because I've been hearing that the lake has been being pushed up 6 feet. The folks over at Buffalo Cruises with the Miss Buffalo, they said their boat has literally almost jumped up to the top of the break wall. The water's been pushed at this end of the lake, and all that wind is now beginning to draw the moisture off. So as the air above the lake cools, we're starting to see these cellular bursts of rain. So it's lake effect rain and pockets sweeping north and east of Buffalo. So it's all wind and rain right now. No one is getting any snow through the dinner hour. Anybody that has somewhere to go, you're going to get there. It's not going to be pleasant when you get out of the car. This is the one that kind of, it's a door ripper. You know, you kind of push the door open a little bit and you got to hold on because the wind is going to take it from you. So later this evening, and this is around the 9 o'clock hour, that's the hour that we're looking at, where this thing, this band of rain, will begin to cool itself, almost air conditioning itself, as the column of air cools enough, it'll switch from rain to snow. That's where you're driving and you're seeing raindrops hit the windshield. All of a sudden, you're like, what is that? Is that little half rain, half snow, like that slush starts hitting your windshield, and then it's going to switch over and produce this very heavy, sloppy, wet snow for Buffalo, the North Towns, Tonawanda, Kenmore, all the way up in the southern Niagara County, and it looks like northeastern Genesee. So that is where it's going to be 9 to midnight. I will tell you this. If we start to see snowflakes around 7 o'clock tonight, we can toss another couple of inches onto the totals out there. If it starts on schedule like it should around 9 o'clock and it stays that sloppy, wet mixture for a few hours, I think most folks north of Buffalo are going to be in the 3 to 5 inch area, and that's going to be an area that encompasses a good chunk of northern Erie County. So the quad county area where Niagara, Erie, Orleans, and Genesee connect, just north of the thruway there, that's where I think you're going to find a band of snow that produces about 5 inches. You come back closer to the lake in downtown Buffalo, it's going to be 3 inches of snow. You go north of the Tonawandas up in the Niagara Falls, and you'll have some flakes, but you're probably not going to have to shovel. That's tonight between about 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. And then if you're just coming home at 3 a.m., the snow machine is going to start to pivot and swivel.
Wait a minute, Andy, did you say just coming home at 3 a.m.?
Well, you mentioned, you know, going out on rookie night, so I thought I would throw that in for, you know, for some of the people that extend their time out. You might go in and see all your friends and relatives, you know, the people you get together from out of town come in, and, you know, you go into a establishment, you come out, and you might be sitting on several inches of snow, and the winds are going to continue too, Steph. This is not something that dies out in 3 hours. But then this snow band is going to start to slide further south, and that's going to bring in the airport, Depew, Lancaster, Blaisdell, Sloan, some of the south towns, and it'll spray snow over top of them. And it won't be a rain-snow mix anymore. It'll be just regular snow. But it looks like it's going to keep moving. So all the folks in Lancaster that are, you know, have that the 7-foot syndrome, right? Anytime the lake snow comes, they immediately jump to that. You're not in there. You're going to get a few inches out of this. It passes by, I think, West Seneca, even Orchard Park, and possibly the shoreline of Hamburg. And it's going to settle further south, the Boston Hills. So you're still in the south towns, but you're likely south of East Aurora, where we're going to see this thing lock in during the day on Thursday. And that'll produce 4 to 8 inches of snow pretty easily from Kissing Bridge southward into Ellicottville. Holiday Valley is going to love this, but you're not going to love it driving the thruway from Silver Creek to Erie, PA, Thursday and Friday.
So, Andy, we're talking, when we say this storm is going to hit like Thanksgiving Day, you hear the phrase south towns. Now, I used to live in Hamburg. I'm at Elma now. So you're saying, Andy, basically Thanksgiving, it's going to be like southern Erie deep, County, correct?
The deep south towns, because you're really in the south towns technically till Springville, and then you kind of cross into the southern tier. Gowanda kind of straddles the, you know, the line there. But what I like to do is parse it into the immediate south towns that's West Seneca, Blaisdell, Orchard Park, Hamburg, Elma, and East Aurora, and then you go south of them into Wales. And you get into Colden, Concord, Sardinia, southern Erie County, the deep south towns. Those are the ones where it's going to reside. I think it's going to skip over and deposit some snow in the immediate south towns, but they're not the bullseye this time. The bullseye is going to be a little bit further south.
Now, Andy, I remember going back to, I believe it was 2022, that just horrific blizzard where almost 50 people died and perished. And Andy, I distinctly remember, not going to say their name, certain elected officials on the Twitter machine basically laughing and joking, saying, oh, there they go again. Everyone's talking about a big storm. And really, I remember the National Weather Service was like just screaming from the rooftop saying, this is going to be bad. So as a meteorologist, Andy, why is it so important from your perspective to say, look, folks, these are the models that I'm looking at. This is what we believe it's going to be. And you know what? It's better safe than sorry to be prepared just in case if it doesn't come, rather than from a meteorological perspective saying, it's not going to be too bad. And then we get pounded.
Yeah, I like to speak in knowns. What is known at this point? And a lot of people, when they talk about the weather, dwell on the uncertainties. And what I like to do is convey, here's what we know is going to happen, the baseline. So this is what you can expect. And kind of work in that realm, as opposed to what you see on social media now, where people will flop out these insane images of death and destruction, and it doesn't do anybody any good. But I, along those lines, when you have organizations like the Weather Service and people that are in the profession that have done it and have a responsible background, when they start putting information out there, that's when I think some of the government officials certainly have realigned their allegiances and start looking at the believable stuff, and they now have kind of credible sources. And I'll give Erie County some credit. They've made some strides in the last few years to take weather seriously and provide quality information that echoes those that kind of know what they're doing.
Speaking of which, you clearly know what you're doing, and I have the deepest respect for you as a friend and as a meteorologist. Again, I've known you for literally for decades. We worked together at Channel 7, one of the best meteorologists in the business. Andy, I'm just curious for our listeners, just how difficult is it when it comes to trying to pinpoint this kind of lake effect event, this massive blizzard, this massive storm, because you're trying to pinpoint numerous variables and various moving parts and be the best predictor that you can of who's going to get pounded and who's going to get hammered. Just how difficult is it when you're looking at all of these models to say, okay, folks, this is what I think is going to happen?
So to put this in perspective, the storm system that's producing the weather that we have now is hundreds of miles across. It's a big red L you see on the map, and the winds are swirling around it. So this weather system is huge. And we're talking about, people want to know what's going to happen in my driveway, right? And so at this point in time, between this hour and this hour, when I have to go to work, what is going to be outside my door? So to go from hundreds of miles of a scale of a weather system and to then pin it down, you know, to the point where someone wants to know about their yard. And if their yard doesn't get it, but someone one town over gets it, you know, in their mind, that's a fail. In the mind of a meteorologist, if you can narrow it down to you're literally one town or sometimes a few streets away, that is an amazement. And that's a win in our book. And that's why I think people have become accustomed to, you know, really getting tailored forecasts for their yard. And when they don't think about how all that goes together, I think if you kind of big picture it, it's pretty amazing that we can come as close as we can, you know, even a couple of days in advance to see this thing work out. And the area today that I'm in concern about is Angola and people that are kind of south, right on that border where, you know, people in Angola and Derby are, hey, I'm right on the edge. I see the big totals on the map, but I look like I'm right on. You will be on the edge. And that's a community that if you're on the edge, you need to keep your head on a swivel and be aware, because just because you're on the edge doesn't mean you're in the clear. You know, and that there is a fudge factor to this where it's generally we can get it down to within a plus or minus of one community. And then the weather really rules the day. But it, in our book, if we can narrow it down that far and give those people a heads up, we've done our job. And I think in this situation, we've timed everything out. The wind arrived on time. The water increased. We're starting to see the rain. Hopefully it'll switch around 9 and then start to move at 3 a.m. so that nobody up north is going to be too bothered by this during the day on Thursday. Everybody's Thanksgiving goes off without a hitch, unless you're in those deeper south towns and portions of the southern tier where travel down there is going to be difficult. Although I will say this, there's not going to be that much on the ground because the time of the snow for the southern tier and the deeper south towns don't get going till the afternoon. So while your visibilities are going to be tough and there's snow happening, you're not going to have 2 feet of snow on the ground for Thanksgiving. The heavy hit will come Thursday night and Friday, and by Friday night, we're going to see some 12-plus totals for the hilltops down there. But I think for Thanksgiving, nobody's running through a foot of snow to get anywhere.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. It's meteorologist Andy Parker, your friend and mine. It's good to catch up with you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Always a pleasure, Steph.
All right, this is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly, the great Tom Bowerly. The phone number to call in, 716-803-0930. You can text as well. You are listening to News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm back in the New York groove. I'm back in the New York groove.
This is Stefan Mihailu back in the New York groove, filling in for radio icon and legend Tom Bowerly. Big shoes to fill, but I am trying my best. You know, Chris, I was going to say I was going to have a drinking game hosting this show today, but we have such breaking news and a lot of weather. I was going to say that every time I said that Kathy Hochul was the worst governor in America, you did a shot. And I think all of Western New York would be on the floor within about 10 minutes. What do you think?
Stefan, I think you're right, because I see a lot of those signs, you know, around where I live that says Kathy Hochul sucks.
And of course, I'm a little biased working for the next governor, Elise Stefanik. She's amazing. She's going to solve this affordability crisis. But yeah, so we can't do the Kathy Hochul is the worst governor in America drinking game, because everyone will be on the floor in 20 minutes. And we've got breaking news with a big storm coming. But right, on the live line right now, this guy, folks, we are blessed and fortunate. And I'm telling you, I meet elected officials all over, not just Erie County, but the state and the country. And the man we're going to speak to right now, bar none, is the best sheriff, a law and order sheriff, someone who we are proud to have wearing the badge. That is John Garcia, the Erie County Sheriff. Mr. Sheriff, it's good to have you on. Thanks for joining us. Sheriff Garcia, are you there? We're supposed to be having Sheriff Garcia. Maybe he's not on because I have an overdue library book and I haven't brought it back. Are you going to throw me in the holding center for the overdue library book, Sheriff?
I am. Yes, we've been looking
again
for you, Stefan, and for also Pasquale Maggiore.
I'm gonna have that name in my head for like 2 weeks now. I'm just gonna walk around the house. Pasquale Maggiore. Hey, on a personal note, before we talk about the dangers of drinking and driving, a very serious issue, I want to talk about some great family news. God bless you. Congratulations, you and your family. You are a proud grandfather, correct?
I am a grandfather for the first time, and I'll tell you, it puts life into perspective, and all the grandparents out there know exactly what I'm talking about. When your babies are having babies, it's truly a blessing any time of year, but especially during Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I'm very blessed, and thank you so much for that.
Do you guys still have the receipt? I think you've got like 6 months.
Yes, exactly. The nice part about being a grandparent is you go in, you cause your trouble, and then you go home.
You're like, hey, ice cream and Snickers bars for breakfast? Sure, I get to hand you off.
The loudest fire trucks, and it's amazing how life is. And it's, like I said, for every grandparent, it's a blessing.
Isn't life good, Sheriff? I mean, seriously, like, isn't life just good when you think of all the blessings?
We live in the greatest nation on earth, bar none. We are so blessed to live in this great country, and there's so many good people. I think we lose sight of that, how many great people are in Erie County, and what a great community. And, you know, we're having storms that are coming through, and people are just helping each other at all times, shoveling, you know, elderly neighbors' driveways and sidewalks and checking up on them. And we're blessed, Stefan, really.
So let's get to the big storm that's coming, because there's two topics I want to talk about, the big storm and then people being safe behind the wheel tonight. So, Sheriff, any just words of wisdom when it comes to folks who want to put the pedal to the metal Thanksgiving weekend, especially in rough conditions? You've been around the block a long time when it comes to law enforcement, keeping our roads safe. What would you tell folks about that?
So, you know, we're very hardy people here in Erie County, and we've experienced a lot of severe storms, from the blizzard of 77, the stay home and have a six-pack storm, to Snowvember and October surprise, and obviously the last one where, unfortunately, many people in Erie County died. And you know, there's a lot of people that are not seasoned drivers, and we have to tell our kids and these new drivers to take some more time, get your car ready, clean off all windows, including the back one, your rear window, which a lot of people I see still drive around with it. And then be cautious, give yourself some extra room in front of the cars in front of you. And, you know, with these winds, you get whiteouts. Whiteouts and ice are, in my opinion, the worst driving conditions. So, you know, have a bag in your car with some supplies, some water, maybe some meal bars, a phone charger, and don't be shy to call 911. If you're in trouble and you need help, call 911. That's why we're there, to assist and people in times of need. And then, you know, on top of it, we have the biggest bar night of the year, and people are coming home from college, and or they're coming home from out of town, and they're getting together. But there's alternatives now. You got Uber, you got Lyft, you got to have the cabs and so forth, designated drivers. So make wise decisions today.
Well, it blows my mind. It really does, Sheriff, that in this day and age, especially, that people still drink and they think, oh, I'm just a little buzzed, I'm okay. They get behind the wheel, and in some cases, the outcome is tragic, and people's lives are lost, people are hurt. And then, you know, on the end of the equation, the fine men and women in the Erie County Sheriff's Office pull someone over and bust them for a DWI, and they spend the night in the holding center. Like, what would you say to people about the importance of, look, even if you're going to have one drink on the biggest drinking night of the year, Sheriff, what would you tell those folks about, look, don't be a moron and don't get behind the wheel of your car?
You know, there's so many alternatives now. You know, I think back to whenever, you know, 80s and 90s and so forth. Now you have Uber, you have Lyft, you have, you know, where you have designated drivers. It, you know, you make one mistake and it's going to influence, you know, it's going to cost you your freedom. It's going to cost a lot of money with attorney's fees and so forth. And there's alternatives to that. And so if you're going to have a couple of drinks, make sure you have a designated driver. Make sure, you know, you're able to call somebody to give you a ride. And on top of it is, you know, you were saying earlier on the, you know, on the news that we're getting a bad storm coming through here. So I want people to have a great time today and, you know, go out and support our restaurants and so forth. But at the same time, to be safe, have fun and be safe.
But does it still blow your mind, Sheriff? Again, you've seen it all in your lengthy career in law enforcement, that people will still have this very false assumption. And I cannot tell you how false that assumption is, even having one beer. Now, Sheriff, I don't drink anymore. Again, as I shared before, I started taking the fat shot. I lost the appetite for it. I literally cannot drink alcohol anymore. But do you still think that there is that false, again, I cannot stress enough what a false misconception it is, that, oh, I only had one or two, I'm okay. So from a law enforcement perspective, Sheriff, what would you say to those folks of, look, find a designated driver, take an Uber, but whatever you do, do not get behind the wheel of your car.
Do not get behind the wheel of the car.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because there's alternatives to that. If you go out with friends, you know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving and you're going to meet friends out, and let's say you have a beer or two, make sure you have a designated driver. And if you don't have one, call Uber, call Lyft, call somebody, Do not get behind the wheel of a car. One bad decision, and, you know, we see it not only during the biggest bar night of the year, which is tonight, but we see it during, you know, high school proms, graduations, you know, tragedies where you think you're okay, you're not okay. And, you know, we see it every year. It's a tragedy for everybody, for the family, for the community. It breaks my heart. And I just want people to have a good time because you're back in town. You're seeing your friends. You're seeing your family. Have a good time, but be smart.
But again, Sheriff, there are extreme incidents of drinking and driving. And I know in New York State, they're trying to crack down and pass laws when it comes to folks who drink, drive, and kill to make sure those individuals spend a lot more time in prison. And of course, you know, those are the horrific consequences where people lose their lives or people are injured. But on there's also the other end where people basically get arrested by the Erie County Sheriff and they wind up in the holding center, they lose their license, you got to pay a boatload of money to lawyers, legal fees, you're taking the bus to work, the shame, the embarrassment. You must see this on a regular basis, Sheriff, where just the people are in shock when they're like, whoa, 30 minutes ago, I thought I was okay to drive. And of course, they are suffering the consequence of winding up in the holding center. I mean, is it even worth it on that end for the people having to shell out a boatload of money for the tow to pick up their car and legal fees and things of that nature?
Just the legal fees alone will be way over $10,000 in legal fees. And it's one bad decision and it'll change your life. And, you know, you get a DWI, can't even go to Canada, you know. So, and that doesn't include the fact that, you know, you may hurt yourself, you may hurt others, and it's not worth it. Not worth it. Anybody listening, if you're going to have a beer or two, stay home, walk to your local bar. Do not get behind the wheel of a car. The wheel of a car, the weight of that, the speed. One bad decision, it'll change your life forever. I can't stress that enough.
Now, Sheriff, there is one national story I want to share with you and talk to you about. In Washington, D.C., it appears that the FBI is reporting that it was, in fact, a targeted attack on two members of the West Virginia National Guard. And there's conflicting reports because earlier West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey, he did report on social media that two of those members of the National Guard lost their lives. Now it appears that Governor Patrick Morrisey of West Virginia is walking that back, saying there's conflicting reports. We don't know the status of those. Just from a law enforcement perspective, Sheriff, can you talk about the importance of praying for not only these members of the National Guard who were tragically shot and targeted in Washington, D.C., but all members of law enforcement, including members of the Erie County Sheriff's Office, people who risk their lives every single day, people who wear the uniform, whether it's the military who protect our border and our great nation and fighting for freedom at home and around the world, or the National Guard who protects us at the state level, or members of the Erie County Sheriff's Office. How important is it, Sheriff, to pray not only for those two National Guard troops, but all of the brave men and women who wear the uniform?
It's so refreshing to hear those words, Stefan. I can't tell you enough how refreshing and how much we appreciate people like yourself saying those words. Because, you know, these two poor National Guardsmen, you know, serving their country, and they're somebody's kids. There's maybe somebody's husbands, wives. I don't know the gender, but, you know, they're trying to do the right thing. And that's protect and serve our great nation, and in this case, our, you know, in D.C. And unfortunately, for some reason, it seems like a very small minority of the media is, you know, condemning from ICE agents to National Guardsmen to police officers and law enforcement officers across the country. I was watching J.D. Vance today, our great vice president, you know, serving meals to members of the armed forces. And that's what it's about saying thank you for the men and women that still decide to go into the armed forces to serve our country, protect our country, and protect our freedom. And we should appreciate our freedom. And the only way you have freedom is because of our great military. And you know, the law enforcement officers that are working 24/7, you know, we don't turn our computer off at 5 o'clock and go home. And also the great people that are plowing today and making sure that our roads are safe as we travel and they're away from their families and not having Thanksgiving. Our corrections officers that are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving and every other holiday in the jails, you know, protecting those incarcerated. I just want to say a big thank you for all of them. But again, Stefan, thank you so much for bringing that up. And yes, I'll be praying for every single one of them.
Well, I always say, again, Sheriff, this is like a Seinfeld episode. You're sitting right here talking to me the radio, and I'm talking about you. But I think you're one of the best damn sheriffs in New York State. We're proud to have you. And thank you and all the brave men and women in the Erie County Sheriff's Office and all the men and women who wear the uniform and serve us every day. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Grandpa. Now call you Grandpa. It's a new title you've got.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate that very much. And I appreciate you thinking of the boots on the ground people that are protecting our nation, protecting our state, our county, and I'm hoping for better things to come in New York State in 2026.
Damn right. All right, that's Erie County Sheriff John Garcia. Sheriff, thank you for joining us. Thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Folks, if you want to call in our last half hour, let us know what you're thankful for. We got some time. 716-803-0930 is the call-in number. You can also text in, too. It's the same number, 716-803-0930, or call in star 930. That is star 930. I am Stefan Mihailu, filling in for the icon, the radio star, Tom Bowerly, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Giacobello. I was telling Chris, I'm like, you know, that was my wedding song. Yeah, snow outside. Of course, it's fitting because a storm is coming. But that was my wedding song with my wife, Ashley. So, Chris, I text her and I say, I'm going to play Snow Outside and the bump music coming back. Literally, she sends me a text just going on. I'm going to read it. When you get home, the first thing we're doing is moving that umbrella. It's over a week. We have to move it. Thank you. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm playing, that was the response that I got. And so I told her, I'm like, Ashley, I'm going to read your text on the air. She goes, you're sleeping outside tonight.
Not even acknowledging that you're playing a song for her. Like,
oh,
what?
No, it was like, you're coming home and you're moving the umbrella. And then it's, you're sleeping outside tonight. Do you have any room on your couch in case I have to crash at your place?
Oh, I think I got plenty of room. If you're fine with a little 7-month-old Boston Terrier, though, running around.
No, I'm not. So is it like a bale of hay to sleep on here at WBEN?
Maybe. There might be.
I'm going to figure that out. Okay. So, of course, right now, it is Stefan Mihailu. I am in for the magnificent and radio superstar, Tom Bowerly. I mean, is there anyone in this station? All right, so we've got Pasquale Maggiore on traffic, our producer, and this guy is kicking some you-know-what, Chris Giacobello. And, of course, you got Stefan Mixelplix Miklachukluk. Is there anyone named Joe Smith that works at WBEN?
I don't really think there is a regular Joe Schmo, Stefan.
I mean, Tom Puckett. We got Tom Puckett. He's like a real guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know no one is listening. Well, number one, yes, people were listening to hear Tom, or of course, not Stefan Mihailu. They were listening for Bowerly. But now you got Tom Puckett. I know everyone is listening right now because they're going to listen to the evening news of Tom Puckett. That is coming on at 6 o'clock. And it's Thanksgiving Eve. Chris, I want to hear from you, buddy. And I'm going to go on a little diatribe what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving. But of course, producer extraordinaire Chris, what are you thankful for?
Oh, gosh. Well, I got to say, I'm thankful for a lot of things, honestly. I mean, of course, I got to start off with the family. Always great. Thankful for the family.
Whose will are you trying to get in by buttering them up right now? Is there anyone
see,
dying in
funny.
Your family? Is
that's
there anyone
funny.
Close to death in your family that you're trying to butter
no,
up right
no,
now?
No, 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 no. Of course not. I only say that, though, because believe it or not, I was actually in Spain a couple of weeks ago for a family wedding. I have on my mom's side, you know, my mom's side is Spanish and my dad's side is Italian. That's where my last name comes from.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I was in Spain a couple of weeks ago, and just the family there is made me realize, wow, like I know I don't see these people a lot, but they really made me feel welcoming, you know, first time meeting them. And just family is just, yeah, big thing in my life.
That's
and
awesome.
That's what I'm thankful for, of
so
course, my family.
You're in Spain 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know where I was 3 weeks ago?
Where's that?
Taking a mattress to the Elma transfer station, the town dump. That's where I went. You went to Spain, and my life.
So did
is
you?
Kids.
Did you want
to
trade places? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, my life is wiping rear ends of our 7-year-old and going to the town dump in Elma.
Oh gosh, see, I don't have a kid yet. I have a girlfriend of 5 years though, but not a kid yet.
You can have 3 of mine. Well, that's awesome. That's really nice. Yeah, I'm going to my brother-in-law Adam's house for Thanksgiving. He's cooking. I've like 97 jobs, including now this one apparently WBEN. So like, I don't feel like cooking anything. So I'm going to Adam's house, and that actually it's funny because he is cooking like the entire meal. He lives in Tonawanda, so I'm going from Elma to my brother-in-law Adam's house in Tonawanda. But the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, this is so funny. Someone actually texted in, can you please ask the question, what is the etiquette if you host Thanksgiving dinner, do all the cooking, are you obligated to send leftovers home with everyone? I always do because I feel guilty for not sharing. But not the case when I go to other family members' home for a meal. They never offer any leftovers. No, tell your greedy pig relatives that come to your house that no, you're keeping the food for yourself. Why would you give it to them? Although my grandmother, God bless her soul, my Baba Anna, she like would literally, she would like go to Ponderosa or like Spaghetti Warehouse or whatever she was, or Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not kidding. She would probably have like her purse. Chris, do you have a relative that does this? She literally had like tin foil and saran wrap in her purse.
Bring the food home?
Yes.
Do I know bunch of people like that?
I can't believe this text board, though. The etiquette, if you host dinner, you're obligated to send leftovers home. No. Again, tell your greedy pig relatives that you have people to feed at your house. I've got 3 kids at home. I have other mouths to feed. I'm not giving away food. If I cook it, you're getting the meal in front of you for Thanksgiving. Like, be thankful and grateful for that. And they're expecting you to, like, pack up more food for them? Greedy pigs.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here, Steph. I mean, because if you do make a lot of food, you don't want to throw any of it away, right?
I guess not. But I just like the expectation that you're going to give me a container of food to go home. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
I am thankful for my brother-in-law. He's cooking, so I don't have to. So thank you for that. I'm also thankful, like, I grew up in the hood. Like, I grew up dirt poor with no money. And I forget this, my mother, because we would get food from, like, the food bank. Like, we would have literally, we were broke as a joke. And we would get our turkey dinner from St. Rita St. Patrick's Food Pantry every single year. And I always make this, too. It's the no-bake Jell-O cheesecake. And now that I've had like real cheesecake, Chris, like I make it myself. I legit make like amazing cheesecake. It's
Can
really
you make
good.
Me one?
What's that?
Can you make me one?
Yeah, if I had like 19 hours. Well, I might be crashing to your house now, so yeah.
Hey, look at that.
If my wife kicks me out today for talking about her on the radio and her text, yeah, I might be making you a cheesecake. Happy Thanksgiving, Chris. But yeah, it's one of my great Thanksgiving memories is my mother. She would always make sure, we didn't have a lot, but she would always get a Thanksgiving meal from the food bank, and she made no-bake Jell-O cheesecake. I thought that was the bee's knees. I thought that was the most amazing dessert that you can get at like a Michelin star restaurant. Again, you have no baseline. When we grew up in the hood, like you're just thankful for food, like food. And that's why I struggle with like my appetite and what I'm eating and things of that nature, only because we didn't have anything. We literally did not have food when I was a kid. But I love that memory of eating no-bake Jell-O cheesecake of that Thanksgiving staple. It's like the worst thing you could ever imagine. But you know what? My mother's been dead, you know, 13 years now? It's going to be 13 years. Yeah, my mother died. And Chris, it's amazing. My mother's dead. And every year since she passed away, this is like the weirdest thing. She votes Democrat every single year.
That's,
can you believe it?
How is that possible?
Exactly. That's what I want to know. I want to know exactly that. But in all seriousness, I'm thankful for my wife, Ashley. She's amazing. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for Chris. Thank you for Pasquale Maggiore. I'm going to have that name in my head for the next 2 weeks. But there is, now to talk about some serious news, there is a big storm coming our way. And I mean, it's going to be a bad one. And Chris, do we have the gentleman on the live line? We got him on right now? We're good? Okay. So this one's going to hit, and we say Southtown, Southern Erie County, Chautauqua County, but this one's going to hit, and it's going to be bad. So on the live line right now, we have Tim Carr. He's the Chautauqua County Director of Public Facilities. Tim, you are live on WBEN with Stefan Mihailu. How are you?
Hi, Stefan. Great. How are you?
Hey, good, brother. Now, I know you, Tim, you have a lot of experience. I mean, right now you're the Chautauqua County Director of Public Facilities, but I know for a fact you know from your time as a highway superintendent, you know trucks, you know plowing, you know making sure that our streets are safe. So what are some of the biggest challenges, Tim, down in Chautauqua County in your neck of the woods that you're preparing for with this big storm coming?
Well, we are, you know, all prepared, ready to go. Our equipment's ready. We'll have over roughly 30 units out there if we need to at any given point, plowing snow and take care of over 555 miles of county road that we have responsible for. But we also get some help from, you know, the local municipalities and villages, too, and it's definitely a team effort. You know, the biggest thing that I guess I really want to make clear to people is, number one, take your time. Don't be in a hurry, okay? Give yourself an extra 10 or 15 minutes. And, you know, give the plow drivers the distance and the respect that they need, because they're out there to do one thing, and that's to make it safe for the traveling public. That's our goal. And so just give them the space. And the other thing is, when you're ready to go, make sure your car is all cleaned off, the windows are clear, and you can see. So when you're going, there's no issues.
Tim, that's a really good point that you make, especially about folks just kind of driving slow if you have to, be out on the roads, because how difficult is it for your plow drivers in Chautauqua County when you're trying your level best to, number one, be safe, to clear the roadways, but then you're also dealing with, one, a ton of cars that are on the road and shouldn't be, and a lot of times you're also dealing with cars that are stuck, things of that nature. How tough is it, and how difficult is it to make it the job of all of your drivers down in Chautauqua County?
Well, that's when it becomes a challenge, you know, when you start getting, you know, semis or trucks stuck in the middle of the road, or, you know, we have a plow and a wing coming down through there that's roughly 18 feet wide. And I mean, obviously you can lift up your wing, but it just makes it more difficult to maneuver around and slows everything down and slows our progress down to get the streets opened up and keep them opened up.
Tim, there's a lot of folks, myself included, that are going to be blessed and fortunate enough to be able to break bread with my family. I'm going to be with my wife and kids, who I love and adore, on Thanksgiving. But for folks like you, Tim, and a lot of your plow drivers, they're going to be working on Thanksgiving. They're going to be making sure that guys like me are able to get to see my loved ones in the highways and byways. So can you just talk about and even giving thanks for your dedicated plow drivers and all the people in public works and public facilities in Chautauqua County, how they are going to be missing Thanksgiving to make sure that people like me can get around safe?
Yeah, you know, it is. It is a commitment, and our staff is dedicated. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what time or what day of the week it is. We have to do our job, and that's our responsibility as a public servant. And I've been in this business plowing snow for over 35 years, so I've missed Thanksgiving. I missed Christmas. I've missed Friday nights out. You know, I missed all kinds of activities. But that's the commitment that I gave when I signed up for this program, and our staff is committed, and you know, we all know that, and unfortunately, we have to take the good days with the bad.
So let's talk, Tim, about, and again, we're with Tim Card. He's the Chautauqua County Director of Public Facilities, and Tim's been around the block a long time. He's been a highway superintendent. He knows roads. He knows plowing. So, folks, Tim, let's talk about the storm at hand. What are you bracing for? What are you expecting in your neck of the woods?
I guess they're talking roughly maybe up to a foot, you know, and again, that could be, it could be a blizzard in one section of the county, and the other section could still be green grass. So, you know, just be careful when you're out there that you're driving down the road within, you know, just a couple of miles, the situation can change drastically. So just be prepared for that. And again, take your time and don't be in a hurry.
What are the preparations, Tim, that you folks are doing when it comes to whether it's plows, salts, trucks? What are some of the things that you folks do, whether it's a storm like the one we're getting tomorrow or really rough weather? What is the preparation like?
You know, all of our equipment has been ready now for probably over, you know, a month and a half. We prepared back in October to start getting ready, you know, first part of October, getting plows on and going over the vehicles and everything's ready. You know, you're still going to have to, you know, there's still going to be things you go out tomorrow and something may, a hydraulic hose might blow or something that you just have no control over. But our guys do a great job with keeping the equipment up and making sure things are ready to go. And, you know, we've been very thankful that the county executive and the legislators have supported us for equipment with what we have. That makes our job a lot easier.
And Tim, last question for you, brother. Any words of advice or words of wisdom from a driving perspective that you want to share with other people who might be out on the roads and the highways and byways over this Thanksgiving holiday when this big storm hits?
Yeah, again, I've said it over and over again. Just take your time. You know, don't be in a hurry. Leave an extra 15 minutes if you have to, but just take your time and also prepare if something should happen. You know, make sure you have blankets in your car or, you know, maybe some waters, a little bit of snacks or something in case something should happen until help can get there and we can get you on back on the road. But just don't be in a hurry because that's when accidents start happening and that's when that's things that we don't want to see happen.
All right. We greatly appreciate your time. And Tim, Tim Card, happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to your family. And please, Tim, on behalf of WBEN and all of our listeners, please, please thank the men and women in your department for being out and making sure that our streets are safe and clean in some pretty treacherous conditions. So God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. And greatly appreciate you taking the time for us.
Thank you. God bless you and your family, too. Have a good Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, brother. That's Tim Card. He's the Chautauqua County Director of Public Facilities. Yeah, that's such a good point. We're listening to Tim talking about the importance of just being safe, taking it slow during this incredibly rough weather. And as we heard from Andy Parker before, I mean, it is hitting everywhere over the next few days. Here on Thanksgiving Eve, on Thanksgiving Day, it's going to hit the North towns, and that's going to move farther south. I'm in God's country, Elma, New York, which is the greatest town in all of Erie County. I'm a little biased and blessed to be living there, but it's going to hit Elma. And then it's going to hit really, really hard in Chautauqua County. So folks, please, I know it's Thanksgiving, and especially tonight, don't be a dope. Don't be a moron. If you're going to go out and drink on the biggest drinking night of the year, you listen to Sheriff Garcia. Get an Uber. Have a designated driver. There is zero reason why you should tip back one or two. And look, believe me, in my drinking days, I would love a good, again, Obolone was my drink of choice. I don't drink anymore. But Obolone, a good Ukrainian beer, was my drink of choice. And if I tipped a few back, either my wife Ashley wouldn't drink or I'd find a ride home. I don't have that problem anymore because I work 97 jobs, 19 hours a day, and I raise my kids, and I live in Elma, and I don't drink anymore. But if you're going to make the choice to go out and have a good time tonight, biggest drinking night of the year, fine. Go and do that. Don't be a moron. Don't be a dope. Do not get behind the wheel of your car. You can kill yourself or kill someone else. And look, even if you don't, and Sheriff Garcia, they're going to be out in full force. As you heard from him, $10,000. $10,000 in legal fees alone. It is just not worth it. So I really hope I see a lot of you folks at the Turkey Trot tomorrow. I am down 60 pounds from taking the fat shot, so I took up running again. I'm not very good at it. I'm very slow, but you might see me trudging in the slush and the sleet and the rain and the snow, that mixed bag of precipitation at the Turkey Trot. I will definitely be there participating in the morning. So I greatly appreciate all the folks that are running in that Turkey Trot. It is a great charitable effort for the YMCA, and it's just a great YMCA. It is a great run race. I think it's the oldest. Chris, is it not the oldest in the country? 130th, I think.
Yeah, I want to say I think you're right. Yeah,
it is the oldest in the country. And folks, let's end the show with a attitude of gratitude. Be thankful. Life can be hard. Life is tough in its challenges. And even when it's at its lowest points, when it's the hardest imaginable, life is damn good. We live in the greatest country of the world, the greatest democracy in the world. And there is a lot to be thankful and grateful for. I'm thankful for all of you that you spent 2 hours with me here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I am Stefan Mihailu, filling in for Tom Bowerly. Up next is the evening news with Tom Puckett. Tom is a damn seasoned pro. He's a great guy. Do not miss his show. He is coming up next, the evening news with Tom Puckett from 6 to 7 p.m. Our producer for this great show, Chris Giacobello. Chris, thank you very much, brother. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Stefan.
You know I'm not going to go away without saying Pasquale Majority on traffic on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.